Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. All of the accounts in the gospel are specific and consistent that Christ was crucified, he died and rose from the dead. For nearly 2,000 years, all true followers of Christ throughout the world have believed in the crucifixion, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ because of the clear testimonies in the Bible to these facts. And we can trust the Bible, of course, what it says about Jesus, because it records the testimony of eyewitnesses. And we talked about the crucifixions of Jesus in a couple of previous programs. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that Jesus came back from the dead. We talked about Jesus' crucifixion and death. Now, Jesus' disciples believed in his resurrection because they actually saw Jesus alive after his death by crucifixion. Let me mention to you one account of Jesus' resurrection is found in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 28. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." The resurrection refers to the return of Jesus Christ to bodily life on earth on the third day after his death. Jesus' body, which had been buried, was resurrected as a glorified body. Jesus appears to his disciples. We read in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 20, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Jesus Christ, my friend, showed himself to his disciples that they see that he resurrected from the dead. Jesus Christ showed his disciples his hands and side that still had the marks and wounds of the cross in order that they know for sure that this man before them truly is Jesus who had been crucified. Jesus gave them unquestionable proof of his identity. After Jesus rose from the dead, he personally spoke to Thomas. Remember, Thomas doubting his resurrection. And Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." We read these beautiful words in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John chapter 20. Because Thomas saw the physically resurrected Christ, he was inspired and compelled to preach the gospel, even in India. Tradition holds that wherever he went, he spoke about Jesus' death and the resurrection. Thomas became a martyr because of this message that he proclaimed. My friend, hundreds of witnesses saw the risen Christ over a 40-day period in various locations and at various times. Let me give you an example. Jesus was seen in his resurrected body by more than 500 brethren at once. You read this account in the Gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Please, you can also see other accounts of Jesus' resurrection in the Gospel, John chapter 21, verses 1 to 23, and Mark 16, verses 9 to 13, and Acts 1, verse 3. It's all over the Gospel. When you read John 20, what Jesus' disciples, John, wrote, you will know that there were eyewitnesses that Jesus' tomb was empty. The resurrection proclamation could not have been believed in Jerusalem if the emptiness of the tomb had not been established. My friend, read the testimony about Jesus that the Apostle Peter record in the Gospel, the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 38-43. My friend, in our previous programs, I shared many prophecies which were written in the Bible, the Old Testament, about Jesus, hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And we saw that they were fulfilled when Jesus came to earth, since all these prophecies that predicted Jesus' life, death, and resurrection were fulfilled, as Jesus said. That means you can be sure that every word written in the Gospel is true. Let me continue. The Holy Scriptures foretold Jesus' resurrection. God inspired the prophet David, he is called Dawood, according to Islam, to predict the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You can read this prophecy in the book of Psalm, chapter 16, verse 9 and 10. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. I love it. Hundreds of years before Jesus came, the Apostle Peter applied this prophecy to the resurrection of Jesus when he said to the Jews, we can read that in the book of Acts, chapter 2, David said about Jesus, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and he knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. My friend, all the prophecies were fulfilled. That means that Jesus is our only Savior. You can't be saved without believing in Jesus Christ, that he is your Lord and Savior. I want to ask you, do you have the assurance, the certainty, that you have a place in God's kingdom? God wants you to know for sure that after your life on earth ends, you will enjoy his presence forever. That's why he sent Jesus Christ, and he gave us evidence that he is our only Savior when he rose from the dead. Jesus promises, all who believe in me has eternal life. The gospel promises that all who believe in Jesus and accept him, God gave the right to become a children of God. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We are continuing the important topic of Jesus' resurrection today. And I am so excited to share with you some information. I was reading, researching, praying, preparing for this topic, and I read the statements of two credible professors. Professor Thomas Arnold, the Lord Master of Rugby University, author of the History of Rome, and the holder of the chair of modern history at Oxford University, was well equipped to evaluate evidence to determine historical fact. After carefully sifting the ancient documentation for the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ, this renowned modern-day scholar wrote, "I have been used for many years to study the histories of other times and to examine and weigh the evidence of those who have written about them. I know of no one fact in the history of mankind which is proven by better and fuller evidence of every sort to the understanding of a fair inquirer than the great sign which God has given us that Christ died and rose again from the dead." Another wonderful, credible scholar, John Singleton Copley, a professor at Cambridge University and Attorney General of Great Britain in 1824, rose to the highest office as judge in England. He was recognized as one of the greatest legal minds in British history. After his death, a document was found among his private papers in which he had written, "I know pretty well what evidence is, and I tell you, such evidence as that for the resurrection has never been broken down yet." Okay, historicity of the resurrection. Note, my friend, that certain facts are undisputed, even by secular, non-religious historians. These facts include, 1, Jesus Christ was crucified and died. This happened. There was eyewitnesses. Jesus' tomb was empty after his burial. You can read this record in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 20. There was a proclamation that Jesus had risen. Jesus' disciples talked about it. According to the Gospel, after Jesus Christ died by crucifixion, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. You can read that in the Gospel of John, chapter 19. Then his body was taken down from the cross and laid in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. A large and heavy stone was placed at the front of the tomb, and the Roman seal was placed on that stone. Well-trained Roman guards constantly watched and guarded the tomb. On the third day, the tomb was empty. Following Jesus' arrest, his disciples were afraid. You see, the gospel records everything. We read, then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 26, verse 56. However, several days after the resurrection, the same group became courageous. Their transformation occurred not only because they had seen an empty tomb, but because they had seen and experienced the risen Christ. I love it. I love it as an ex-defense lawyer. I appreciate evidence. If someone were to ask, did these disciples lie about seeing Jesus alive again? The answer would be simple. What could they possibly have gained by lying? Prestige, wealth. According to tradition, Jude and Simon Peter were crucified. Luke was hanged from an olive tree. Paul was beheaded. Philip was scourged and crucified. James, son of Zebedee, was killed by the sword. Mark was dragged through the streets by his feet and then burned alive. James, half-brother of Jesus, and Barnabas were stoned to death. This treatment was their earthly reward for proclaiming the good news. Jesus is risen. He's alive. He offers forgiveness of sins. And he gives eternal life to those who believe in him. I love it. Don't you love it? Would these disciples subject themselves to such a cruel punishment if they had any doubt that Jesus rose from the dead? Let me answer that with this observation. When I was working as a defense lawyer in Egypt, I worked for my father, who has been practicing law for about 50 years, like my grandfather was also a lawyer for about 50 years. We all had great relationship. My older brother, Farid, we used to talk all the time, used to work as the chief judge of the Supreme Court in Egypt. He retired and now works in the Ministry of Justice and a legal counselor for Egypt and other Arab countries. We have never seen or heard of a witness who allowed himself to go to prison or to suffer for something that he knew was a lie. Never. Okay, my friend, Jesus rose from the dead just as we read in the gospel according to his disciples. Remember, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, and John, chapter 2, we read, Jesus took his disciples aside and told them, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about me will be fulfilled. I will be delivered over to the Gentiles, will be mocked, insulted, spit upon, flogged, and killed. On the third day, I will rise again. Hallelujah. I shared with you in previous programs some of these amazing prophecies which is written in the Old Testament hundreds of years before Jesus was born, that these prophecies were fulfilled when Jesus came to earth. My friend, the resurrection of Jesus is a fact proven by many prophecies that predicted it. Also, the fact of Jesus' resurrection is proven by the evidence of witnesses, which I shared in our previous program, some of them with you, written all over the gospel. You must read the gospel, the wonderful news we read in the gospel. Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, Now, the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. That's what we read in the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. My friend, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that was the beginning of the most wonderful thing to us. Because Jesus Christ alone defeated death and is alive today, Jesus' resurrection is also a fact proven by the wonderful change that will happen in your life as soon as you repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ and invite Jesus to enter your life. The living, eternal Spirit of Christ will enter your life and your life will be changed. That means that you too will defeat death. But you must repent and put your faith in Jesus. Please pray this prayer with me. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I'm sorry, God. I disobeyed you. God, I put my faith in Jesus right now that he died on the cross and paid the penalty for everything wrong I have done. God, thank you for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you. Send you some free materials, perhaps guide you to a good church close to you. Remember, my precious audience, we are one team, we are one family. Rest of my audience, I have a prayer request. If you can help our ministry to Muslims in any way, contact me. Would love to talk to you and see how can God use you.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.